I want to speak today from the today's Torah portion, Ikev, because this will be a few chapters of Deuteronomy, chapter 9, and I will also look from in the chapter 10 of Deuteronomy. We knew everything already. We know everything already. We are believers. We know the scriptures. We love the Lord. We follow Him. Probably we read these places for many times. But I want to take one place from chapter 9, and I want to read from two verses, verse 9 and verse 12. Today I want to speak about spiritual system of values in our life, spiritual system of coordinates in our life. We are the spiritual creatures. We are the spiritual people. So I want to read from verse 9. This is a special time when Moses, he's talking to Israel. And last time we look at these places. When Moses communicates something to the Jewish people, to his nation, he never hides anything from them. He's honest with them. He's clear and honest with them, always. In the pleasant moment or not pleasant moment, he reminds them everything. Somebody wants to forget something, but Moses here, you know. Don't forget. So he spoke to them about the dark place of their life, about dark spot of their history. And he explained them very interesting idea about system of values in their life. What's happened with them? So Moses speaks to the people of Israel. When I went up to the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant that Adonai cut with you, I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I did not eat bread or drink water. I want to ask, 40 days, it's long or not? What do you think? It's pretty long. So please don't try to keep the fast as Moses for 40 days. Start with one day, okay? If you can handle one day, you can take 2 days, 3 days. But it's hard for 40 days without drink and without bread. I know it's possible only in the presence of the Lord, of course. But still, I believe it was the sacrifice from the Moses. So Moshe, he spent 40 days of his life to intercessor for his people. He was praying, he was intercessor, he was full of presence of the Lord, and his heart was for the people of Israel for 40 days. I know we are so busy people. Even 1 hour, it's so much for us. Sometimes we pray, I wish we had 25 hours per day or 8 days in the week. What do you think? Should it be good to have? I know that God created the miracles. He can create one day for us. Time out for us. So Moses put 40 days of his busy life. He was also a busy person. Whole nation of Israel with him. Millions of people. He is the ruler of them. And now he put 40 days into the intercessor for them. And let's look what's happened with the Jewish people in the same 40 days. So he's fasting, presence of the Lord, anointing, intercessoring, prayers. And here the people of Israel, the same nation, the same 40 days, the same period of time. Adonai said to me, this is Moses, get up, go quickly down from here. For your people whom you brought out of Egypt have acted corruptly. I want to see here something. For your people from you brought out of Egypt. Super. Moses has great position. If something happened, the people of Israel telling to him, Moses, what's happened with you? When something happened with the people, the Lord speaks to Moses. Your people you brought out of Egypt. Not anymore my people. I brought out of Egypt, but your people. I believe the Lord tested his heart. He wanted to see his real heart, real prayers of his life. They have quickly turned from the way I commanded them. They have made a molten image for themselves. The same 40 days, the same people who went out of Egypt, the Moses in the presence of the Lord, full of glory of the Lord, the rest of Israel worshiping the idols, far away from the Lord, because they forget. Probably they thought, you know, Moses, he's too old. He don't drink, don't eat. Who knows what's happened? Let's do our God. He will lead us back home to our wonderful Egypt with onion. You know, the onion, it was fantastic. So let's see here more deeply. 40 days, fast and prayer, and at the same time, 40 days in the worshiping idols. The same people, same time. It looks like they had completely different system of values in their life. Completely different mindset. Moses with the Lord. Everything what important for the Lord was important for Moses. And for the Jewish people, people of Israel, in that moment, it was not important at all. They want to build, they create their own system of worship. So spiritual realities for him and for them, it was completely different spiritual realities. We should understand. It was like different universes, different realities, different planets. Can you imagine? You worship the Lord and, you know, you can think here that everyone should worship the Lord, but they have own ideas. We have things in our life which are important to us. Our life is containing with the priorities, things that are important to us and not so important, every one of us. And the most value currency in our life is our time. Can you say to somebody, your time? You know, you can have money or money can disappear sometimes. It's not profits, it's just sometimes happen with somebody. But you can gain time again. You can work hard enough to have more time of your life. This is currency. It's going very fast. Every second you can see the watch. And where you will spend your time, where you will invest it, will determine your future. Moses decided to invest his time into the Lord, into the fellowship with him and intercessory prayers for his people. Literally, he puts his life for the people of Israel. He was there instead of them. He was mediator between the nation of Israel and the Lord. It's wonderful. In the same time, the nation of Israel then invest their time into building something which they want to build. Their own idol, their own God. God who will not tell them anything bad, who will say everything nice. Who will be quiet, of course, golden God, you know, he will quiet. He's nice, he's beautiful, golden, you know, shining very good. But they try to create their own God for them. I want to read from Luke chapter 12, verse 34. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So where your treasure is, your heart is there. In the case of Moses, his treasure was the Lord. In the case of Israelites in that time, their treasure was in the gold, in the silver, in their time, in their things. Where we spend our heart determines our priorities in our life. And I want to speak about spiritual priorities and spiritual parts of our life. We have a lot of parts, but I want to speak about spiritual life. Today I will take part of spiritual life. Some of the people get confused when I ask them a question. What part of your life is the spiritual part of your life? What it means to have spiritual life for you? What's the part of your life? And actually, most time I hear the answers, or sometimes I hear the answers. So spiritual life for me is the reading of Bible, or intercessory prayer, or worship in the synagogue, or spiritual experiences as vision or dreams or prophecy. Yes, this is the spiritual life. Amen. So please don't say after the service, the rabbi told you that prayer is not spiritual life. It's spiritual life. Reading the Bible, it's basic for the spiritual life. Prayers, this is the basic for spiritual life. What I wanted to tell you, this is only part of our spiritual life. And it's only small part. Small part. How often do we come to the synagogue to worship? Twice a week. And this is not all our spiritual life when we worship here. It's only part, important, crucial important for us, but only part. In the biblical Jewish way of thinking, I want to tell you the truth and also open your mystery. All our life is the spiritual experience. All, everything in our life is the spiritual experience. And every part of it is very important for the Lord and for us. Let's say together, every part. Every part. Okay, I will not ask wife to tell to husband, did you hear every part? Who knows what's happened there? But every part. Every part. Everywhere. In the synagogue, on the work, on the vacation, in the difficulties, or when you're having a great time with your friends, you are the spiritual creature. You're the spiritual person. And you can't have vacation from the Lord. He will not wait you outside. He wanna be part of your life, everyday life. Amen. Few people say amen. Others think, okay, what's part amen, what's not amen? But it does not matter, do we agree or not? He is the Lord of our life. And we are the spiritual creations. We created to be spiritual people. We are the vessels of the Holy One. And He lives in us. And where we go, He goes with us. If we will try to close ourselves in the closet, He is with us because He is in sight of us. He sees everything in the dark, in the day. We are the spiritual people living the spiritual life. Amen. One of the greatest examples of the spiritual life was a time when the Jewish people traveling and wandered in the wilderness. Everything was important to the Lord. Everything. If you read carefully the five books of the Moses, when they traveled around the same mountain for 40 years, you know, small vacation, 40 years. It was, everything was important for the Lord. Everything. He taught them everything. Who should be their friends? It's very important for the Lord, who is our friends. How to behave, He told them. Where to worship, how to worship, everything. How to deal with the problems in the family. Who should be your family or how to deal with your children. Everything is there, is here. And everything is important for the Lord. The same in our life. We need to understand this. Everything is connected and every decision and every act affects all our life. I want to bring an example. Who likes to pray? Okay, if you don't like, also you can raise your hand. I don't want to shame you. I can tell you, if you have problems with your wife, if you fight with her, Scripture says the Lord will not hear your prayers. If you fight with your husband, the same. So many times people pretend like nothing's happened. You know, they just had fight and curse each other. And after they came to the service, okay, Lord, thank you so much. Hallelujah. I believe in this moment the Lord speaking to you through me now. Repent. Get right with your husband, with your wife. Get connected, and later the Lord will receive your prayers. If you are a careless worker in your work and you're doing just, you know, stay away from me, I will do something. This will influence your spiritual life also very much Because in your ministry you will be also careless minister. If you are doing something for the Lord and you just, you know, not serious with it, with Him, when you are in the schedule or doing something and you just decide come or not come, do I want, do I don't want, please thinking about it. If you're doing something for the Lord with not all your heart, it will influence your wisdom. It will influence all your decisions in your daily life. Everything is connected in us. Nothing separated. Amen. It's important to remember and to understand. And the Lord wants to bless me, bless us, and teach us how to live a fruitful life. Not just life as somebody who is stumble every day or who is miserable as believer, you know. When we preach to somebody, you know, our face should rejoice. Our heart should be filled with joy. Because if somebody listens to your testimony and you tell him, come to the Lord, and you will have what I have, you know, people look at you, I don't want to have what you have. Fullness of life, joy of the Lord, in the people, lives of the people who are filled with the Lord in all the areas. And I know we can struggle. I don't say that we should be perfect. We never will be perfect, only in heavens. All the perfect people already went from this earth. But we need to try, we need to keep going. We need to ask for forgiveness. We need to do it. If you believe for 1 year, it's great, you ask forgiveness. If you believe for 10 years, keep doing it. Keep repenting, keep changing your life. Open your heart for the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord will change your life. This is a very important picture for us. And I want to read from the Deuteronomy chapter 10. When I lose in my focus or I need to be renewed in my vision, I should open this Torah portion, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. This is straight commandment from the Lord. This is vision and His point of view about our spiritual life. What the Lord wants from us. How He sees our life. What is He thinking about our future? How should it look like? I want to read it here. So now, O Israel, what does Adonai your God require of you? What He's require of me? You can put yourself here. But to fear Adonai your God, to walk in all His ways and love Him, and to serve Adonai your God with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep the mitzvot of Adonai and His statutes that I am commanding you today for your own good. I call it five fingers. Fear, walk, love, serve, and keep. Very simple. We have five fingers so we can remember these five steps. First, fear Adonai your God. Let's say together, fear Adonai your God. A few places of scripture. Psalms 111, verse 10. The fear of Adonai is the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of wisdom. In the Ecclesiastic chapter 12, after all these commandments, everything, wise commandments, the Ecclesiast, he give review to us. Verse 13. Here is the final conclusion. Now that you have heard everything, Bible schools, you know, everything, fear God and keep His mitzvot. This is what being human is all about. This is what all about. In our translation also says, this is what most important for you. Fear Adonai. Let's say together, fear Adonai. And keep His mitzvot. In the Acts chapter 9, verse 31. So in the New Testament, Brita Hadasha, New Times with Yeshua. After His resurrection. So Messiah's community throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had shalom and was built up. Beautiful picture. Shalom. And they were growing. Why? Walking in the fear of the Lord in the comfort of the Ruach HaKodesh, it kept multiplying. So they are walking in the fear of the Lord and comfort of the Holy Spirit. They kept multiplying. It's a powerful place of scripture. The fear of the Lord, fear from Hebrew, leira, or yare, it means to fear, be afraid, to stand in awe of, be out. Also, it translated like to honor, to respect. The fear of God is not to be afraid of God as we're afraid of lightning or electric shock. It's a different kind of fear. It's not fleshly fear. We're not afraid of God, of the Lord. The fear of the Lord, it means to be afraid of losing Him, to respect Him, to honor Him, to put the Lord on the first place in the decisions of our life. This is what it means. I know it means much more, but at least these small parts I want to explain to you. Let's simplify it. For me, it's personally. What does it mean to be fear God? Put Him in first place of your life. He is the number one. Let's say together, He's number one. He's the boss. He's the master. We need fear of the Lord. We need fear of the Lord because fear of the Lord brings comfort of the Spirit to us. Because fear of the Lord creates wisdom and gives us wise steps in our life. It brings the shalom from the Lord. If we fear the Lord, we don't do the sin because we fear of the Lord. We fear Him. Who is the Lord for you? I want to ask you. For somebody, the Lord is body, you know, body. People tell me, I have a body. What body or body or what to say? Неважно, да? Хорошо. Closest friend, you know. He's my body. Lord, Beshem Yeshua HaMashiach. Fixed me this, fixed me that, do this and do that. Now, I know that we like to call the Lord our friend, and it's important because He's our friend. When I read about Abraham, I see something very important because today we have time of pressure on the community of believers, time of unbelief in this earth. Difficult time for believers, really difficult. And when I read about Abraham, he was a friend of the Lord. Did you find this scripture? He was a friend of the Lord. But what I see here, the Abraham never say that Lord his friend. He never called the Lord his friend. The Lord called Abraham my friend. Super. Different perspective. It's good to call the Lord our friend because He is our friend. But please be careful. Stay in the right position. Allow Him to call you His friend. Have a fear of the Lord so He can call you my friend. And when your friendship will be close. When I think about friendship with the Lord, always I remember the Facebook, you know. I don't want to be a friend of the Lord through Facebook. I click him. Tomorrow I can be friend with Obama, with Putin, with everyone. No problem. And you can go and tell to everyone, my friend is, he's my friend, and that my friend, and that. People who don't even know about your existence. So the Lord wants to know you and to be your friend. And I believe the crucial, very important thing is to have a fear of the Lord. To be in honor before Him. To stay in honor in front of Him. Fill your heart with the fear of the Lord. And I promise you, everything will be much easier in everywhere. In your work, in your family, in your congregation. Everything will be easier if you will have fear of the Lord. You will have wisdom. Wisdom. serious. Quiet time. Second, walk in His ways. Let's say together, walk in His ways. Scripture says, walk in all His ways. And can you help me with my English language? What it means, all His ways? In Russian, please, I don't understand English. Все. Complete. All, it means everywhere, every time, always. All. Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Very simple place of scripture, very important to know, to remember. My understanding how to walk in the all His ways, I will give you only part of it, because all these questions are so deep and we can speak about it for probably months, but I want to just describe to you. My understanding is to walk in with the Lord, it means to do righteousness in your life, to be righteous. Why? Because you're already a righteous person. Through the blood of Yeshua, you're a righteous person. So do your righteousness. Keep be righteous. Do righteous things. Things that which right. Always ask yourself a question. How Yeshua would do in my place? What will he do? If I have face situation, the wisest thing in the earth should be, Lord, what should I do? And look in the scriptures. In the situations it's happened. So do righteous. In the Bible, we can find the standards and examples from the lives of the people who please the Lord. Walk in all His ways. It means the worship the Lord always and everywhere. And I'm agree. This is a huge task for us. And sometimes we fail in some places. But keep doing it. Remember, when I speak about something, I speak about our goal. And during our walk with the Lord, we can have, you know, something, falls or downs, ups, but raise up. Clean yourself and follow in the Lord. Keep continue. Put the vision in front of you. Walk after this vision. People who lose in their vision, they will be lost. You remember that place of scripture. 40 days, Moses was in the mountain, and for 40 days, the people of Israel, they worshipped idols because they ceased to follow the ways of the Lord. And Romans chapter 8, I want to read from verse 7 and 8. For the mindset of the flesh, it's hostile toward God. For it does not submit itself to the law of God, for it cannot. So those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Who in the flesh cannot please God? So this different mentality, different system of values in our life. So pleasing the Lord. And really, we don't have choice. Really don't have. Only one choice, Yeshua. He is our choice. Amen. So third step, love Him. I will be very short here. I don't want to take more. So love consists of our feelings, our actions, our decisions. True love is always based on the covenant. Let's say together, covenant. This is firm decision for us. Always be faithful and continue to love and care. This is love. This is not just feelings or, you know, fleshly emotions. Love is decisions. It's based upon the covenant with the Lord. I want to ask you, can you be faithful to you? What does it mean to be faithful to your wife or to your husband? What it means to be faithful, to love her? How many days per week it should be, you know, should happen? What if you are faithful for 6 days? Let's say 6.5 days. But last half day you just, you know, went and walk with some man or some woman. It's faithfulness or no? It love or no? No. So love based upon the decision, upon the covenant. And also love to the Lord or love of the Lord brings freshness to our life and our soul. I found myself when I'm in the difficult or in the wilderness or something, When I decide to follow the Lord, to love Him, the feelings will come, of course. If you lost your feelings somewhere, don't be afraid. Sometimes it's happened. Just stay in your decision to follow the Lord, based upon your covenant with the Lord. And after some time, you will find yourself in love with Him. I will take a small step out of my message. Once I remember I had difficulties, not once, but this one I want to tell you. And it was really hard time for me, time without feelings, you know, when I'm just doing something for the Lord, but, you know, again. And I remember I came up to prayer, I stand up to prayer, and I begin to sing to the Lord the song, I love you. I don't want to continue, but I love you, Lord. I'm for you, I'm with you, and I will follow you. And in that moment, I had this thought, why you lie to the Lord? You don't feel it. You don't have this love. You know, empty vessel. And I was, you know, almost stopped to sing because, oh, okay, maybe it's true. But I keep continuing to sing to the Lord. And it was so obvious. I remember how the love of the Lord, His presence, followed me after some time. I continued to do this without feeling, without, based upon my decision and upon my covenant. And feeling came later. Amen. It was time of refreshment, time of renewal with the Lord. All of us, we need this time. Renew with the Lord. Time of love with Him. Fourth, I promise you one more. Serve Adonai your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Let's say together, serve Adonai your God. Serving the Lord is in ancient Israel consisted from the offering, sacrifices, and worship in the temple or in Mishkan. This was their serving when they brought their sacrifices. People sacrificed animals, money, their time, and Jewish life and sacrifice were inseparable from one another. To be a Jew in the ancient Israel, it meant to be a worshiper who brings the sacrifices to the Lord. If you stop to bring sacrifices, it was problem for these people because the Lord was mad about it. It was problem for them. Today the same. Sacrifice is something that takes from you, not always easy or comfortable for you. And we don't have temple in Jerusalem, but we have great, beautiful synagogue. And you know what is it synagogue, what it means for us? We are the synagogue. We are the synagogue. We are the body of Messiah. And for us today, ministry to the Lord, one of the part of it meant ministry in the body of Messiah. Find the time, find the place to put your gifts, to put your time, to put your talents in the body of Messiah. And Hebrew language, avodah, means work, means ministry, and means worship. Ministry not always pleasant, but it always blessing. Sometimes it take your power from you, but it bring your joy. Amen. Very quiet amen. I don't know. I believe we are happy people because we have each other. We are just happy. We're blessed by the Lord. We have each other. We have possibility to ministry. And this is why we have a membership class, because we want to know each other. We want to be members to each other. We want to build up each other. I can teach my son to love the Lord, but if it will be from other sides, it will be much more stronger. He will remember it. I can do something for the Lord in my garage. Nobody can see it, you know. Close myself and try to do something. Shh, Lord, do something. But much easier to minister here in this place. This is opportunity to minister to the Lord. Amen. And I want to conclude with a small thought. I want to came back to the first what I start. Moses, 40 days in the prayer. Israelites, 40 days to worship the idols. what is our part? Where we wanna be? Where is our hearts? In the mountain or in the valley? So we should decide it. And I believe we don't have choices, only one choice, to follow Yeshua because of His mercy, His mercy to us. We need to remember that today, this is the foundation for our tomorrow. Each of us, we have time, and we need to dedicate our time and strength to the Lord. Amen. I want to conclude with a prayer. And it will be simple prayer. I don't want to go so deep in some theological thinking, but I want to speak to people who are losing the sense of freshness with the Lord. I want to pray for you. Sometimes it's happened in people's life. When we walk in with the Lord, sometimes we are so busy in our everyday life, work, children, or something. And it's very important. It's also ministry to the Lord, but we need to refresh our love to the Lord. We need to get fire. Somebody can be, you know, frustrated because you are making the choice for the Lord, but something happened in your life, and now you're just very accurate. You're afraid to follow the Lord because, you know, you have experiences. I want to tell you, the life with the Lord is a beautiful life. It's very unexpected, but beautiful. It's full of joy, freshness, blessings. He will never leave you or forsake you. Never. Do ministry to Him. Don't be afraid. Ina told me yesterday about the story. You see, I promised I will speak last thing. Now it's...
I don't have actually a real story. But when last night when Rabbi Yuri gave this message and he tell about the ministry to the Lord, and maybe you have any talents and maybe you have some desires in your heart, you know, to do something. And sometimes you think, no, how will I do it? Maybe I will not do my best. I'm, you know, not in the best form, in best shape, you know. And I thought, but for example, I never learned how to sing songs in English. And I can't say that this is my gift, but if synagogue need it, if community need it, if I should do something, I will do it, you know. And maybe you're afraid to do something now. Maybe it seems like complicated for you, and you think, oh, how will I do it? Or how will I preach, for example? Rabbi Yuri also preach in Russian, actually. In Ukraine, it was Russian, but we can do many things which we don't even know we can do. So I just want to encourage you with our example, and you know, and many people in synagogue already doing this. For example, somebody never learned Hebrew, but when they see the need, for example, we need to read Torah. They just do it. They open their books and work and say, oh, I will do this. I will try. So if you're afraid to do something, in synagogue we have a lot of opportunities and possibilities to minister to the Lord. It's worship, it's Shabbat school, it's cantering and Torah reading and some other service which you even don't know that we have, but like Jared and Amber can explain you the coordinators of service, so a lot of stuff which build synagogue and help us to be together and to rejoice together and to worship. So if you're afraid to do something, just look at us, for example. So if we need to do something, we will do it. So I just want to encourage you and to say thank you for those who already do your ministry. Thank you so much.
Please don't look too careful. So let's pray. I want to pray for everyone who needs to be refreshed with the Lord. Just don't be afraid. Don't feel yourself lost. The Lord is with you in this place, and He's for you. The Lord, thank you so much for time of ministry, for Shabbat, for your presence. Lord, I ask for people who in the wilderness, spiritual wilderness, who lost their hope in their future. Lord, I know this is the wonderful opportunity for you. Touch their hearts. Change their mentality, Lord. Help us to focus upon your goals and follow you. Lord, I bless these people, B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach, and I ask, Lord, give them fire, Lord, from you, fire of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Awake their hearts, everything what deep in their hearts from you, awake it, Lord. Remind us every promise, every vision from you to our life. Remind us, Lord. Help us to remember it, to stay in it. Lord, we love you. We follow you. We worship you. B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. So let's close with the Aaronic benediction. And I want to ask you to find somebody who is close to you. Don't be alone. It's not wilderness, it's synagogue. When we started to pray yesterday with the Aaronic benediction, it was a very fun moment because people begin to make some fun together. It was beautiful as a synagogue. So let's receive the blessing from the Lord. Yevarechech Adonai veishmerecha. Yaher Adonai panavelecha. Vihunecha Isadonai Panavelecha Veyasem lecha Shalom. Amen. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. And please don't forget to take your children. They are waiting for you.